We're going to take a look at the meeting today with Darren Flindell. Morning, Darren. How are you?
Yes, Cozzy. Very well, thank you.
All right. Now, we open up today, race one, on a day where it's fine, a good three, and the run out seven the entire circuit. We pull out number 11, the Mont, from race one.
Yeah, I'm not being too adventurous here in the first, but what I've seen of French Tune from its trials, I think it's ready to go. Clark's done everything with the Waterhouse and Bot Train, the juvenile here, and yeah, I think it's going to be pretty hard to beat. Interesting, the blinkers go back on in this particular trial. It's last. It held a good margin in the trial without them, so they just buried the work a bit. But French Tune, I do have on top, and looking for the other chances in the race, well, probably more for the minors if French Tune really runs up to what we expect. I think Kennedy did enough at its only start on that very heavy track at Warwick Farm, but it's got to be considered a sound chance in the race. The stablemate Schubert, I really liked its trial. It was given a bit of a squeeze up and it closed off really well. So it's a nice ride for Abdullah to pick up in the first. And the top one, Albemin, I think it did enough on debut at Canterbury up on the speed that it won't be too far from the money. So I've got five on top to beat 7, 8 and 1. But I have to say I like the trial of Snitch. I didn't mind the trial of Solar Patch either. So I think for trifectas here, there's a number of permutations, but five on top to beat 7, 8 and 1.
Righty, our race two, four didn't mention it, 11 Torville, 13 Ellen Rowe and 14 Songlike Command.
Well, I was giving this filly, She's on Cue, a good chance in the English a couple of weeks back, and they pulled the pin on that. I think she goes all right, this one. Of course, Peter Robles picked this up from Tony Gollum, but her trials have been pretty sharp. I still think at $5, she's reasonable value, this sister to Man From U.N.C.L.E., who was able to win again on the weekend. So more than happy to go with She's On Cue as the on-top selection here. Of the others, I think Brook Magic ran a really good race at Warwick Farm. That race was running very heavy rain, and she made the running there and only tired late. I think Memento, it did enough at a timely start back in November, but it's got to be considered a chance. And a number 8, Majara. Thought the trial was very good, having covered a bit of ground, but was quite strong there. Just drawn a little bit deeper out, Majara. But I made it the fourth best. So 9, 2, 3 and 8 in the Fillies Maiden.
All right. The third, One Most Exalted Not Running.
Yeah, well, blinkers go on Paragon. I wonder what impact that'll have. The horse just hasn't been going at all well, and blinkers come off Storm System. We've most exalted out of the race. I've really focused here on No Return. I think he's the most consistent horse in the race there at the moment. He'll be in the right spot. And more than happy to go with him on top to beat the two lightweights of the field, Mac Missile. I don't know if his form's going to be good enough, but at least he's been able to win at this trip at his last two starts. And a Destination Tucson has certainly picked things up. We're going for the easier races up at Beaumont. So we'll see if she's up to this type of class today. But with a light weight, I'm prepared to take the chance. And the Paragon with the blinkers on, well, that might just spark some, enthusiasm out of this horse. He certainly needs it. Two on top to bet 8, 7 and 3 in our mile and a half race.
Right, our race four, put a line through 2 Royal Navy and 10 Noble Truth.
Yeah, well, this being over the 1,800 metres, Wayne Bush has proven at the trip, having won at Flemington back in last October. And I think the booking of the apprentice, Blake McDougall, gets it in pretty well weighted in this race today. I like the way it's closed up at Warwick Farm at the end of 1,400 metres. The trip is right, so I'm happy to go with Wayne Bush on top. To beat Sal Sonic, the extra distance should really suit this. It was hampered and got third on protest last time when it was knocked down by Gorgon at about the 300 metres. But I think stepping up in trips a huge plus for Sal Sonic. Dawn Wall looked most impressive winning there at Canterbury. The trip shouldn't be a problem. And LABN did well to pick up and win narrowly at Wyong, beating Canberra in a maiden last time out. But I thought the winning chances here were 1, 3, 5, and I'd throw the 7 in trifectas.
Right, our race 5, the TAB Rewards Handicap. We put our 1 Bravissimo, number 6 Princess Posh, 9 So Spirited, and 14 Potent Force.
Going with Rock and Swing here, I quite like the way it won. It was almost a year ago now when it won its first start at Warwick Farm over 1,200 metres, gave away a big start and was very strong at the finish. But I watched its latest trial at Randwick and I thought it closed off really well in that. So if there's a bit of speed in the race that'll play into the hands of Rock and Swing, I think it's a pretty good each-way chance. Aquatica I've got in. It's certainly proven to be a very good form race from Australia Day when it scored that surprise victory. Boy, it's had some issues. And there's got to be serious trust issues attached to Quaddy. But if you just assess on the last performance, it is certainly winning hope. Number eight, Interi, who's been gelded. Thought the trail behind Octavian Augustus was... well, it looked as though he was in need of that hit-out. But now that he's had two trials, he should be pretty much fit enough and ready to go here first up into Erie. And Lord Macau, I think, will lead this field and lead them quite comfortably. So, Lord Macau, I want to put in all the exotics as well. The two on top from 3, 8, and 5 in the first leg of the main quaddy.
Race 6, we got a full field.
This is the one I really like today, is no doubt. I did tip it at Warwick Farm last time, which I realised at the time it wasn't the right race for it, really, over 1,000 metres. But I do have an opinion of it, and I thought it might just get away with it. But I like the way it really savaged the line in the last 50 metres or so, and, well, it's up to the right trip today at 1,400 metres, so we'll just sit back for the lightweight. And I think Bobby Alyssa will sum up the way the track is riding late in the day, whether he wants to ride for luck up the inside or swoop down the outside, but I think no doubt will be better than these. They're beating Costanati, who looks very well placed in this company today. If he can get the right rated ride in the lead, and Costanati is going to give a very good sight. Number 8, Lanciato, he's still trying to break through for one. No doubt he won't be too far away. Duchess of Kate, interesting New Zealand mare here. She comes with pretty reasonable form and coming in fresh. Don't be surprised that she dashes home late into a place at attractive odds. But 10 stands out for me, no doubt. From 1, 8, and 2.
Okay, now let's have a look and see at race 7 and the tab.com.au handicap. 1, California Nike, and 8, Heseldon come out.
Yeah, I think they pulled the right rein with Potent Force angling for this race. I thought this was the more winnable of the two races that had entered for two trials leading up to this. Happy to go with Potent Force. The beat Reach for Heaven, Brenton Abdullah taking the ride there, and I thought it was certainly a winning chance of what it's done at its only two starts so far. Wasn't that far from the McCantery last time. Did note Valagrande's last run at Wyom was chipping home quite well there at the finish. Thought it could run into a place. And number 2, Charming Lad, looks as though it'll be in the top 3 in the run, particularly with Adam Hieronymus riding. And I think Charming Lad will be well positioned throughout the race. But I think Potent Force might just be a bit better than these and have 4 on top to beat 11, 12 and 2.
Okay, the next event is the 8th event, and we've got a full field.
I think Shandana's one of the classier runners going around on this card today. I've always had a lot of time for this mare. First up over the 1350, she got a fair way back, which is nothing unusual for her. But coming from Saturday company to midweek here today, I think Shandana is better than these. I just think she's been very well placed to get the early win this preparation. Caravali ran really well behind Princess Posh at Beaumont last time. Princess Posh has pulled the pin on today. We'll run in the feature of Wyong tomorrow. But Caravali, I think, will run well. So will Foxy Housewife. And the Countess Marinov, I think, will be well positioned from the good draw. And it's one at about 12 to 1 that should be included as well. But Shandana, very keen on her in the last two to beat 4, 6, and 9.
All right. Now, what's your best here today, Darren?
No doubt. You have your bet today, Sean?
I don't know. I might. Well, no doubt. Maybe.
I reckon it's a lucky day for you.
Lucky day.
6, number 10.
No doubt. You just one line is everywhere. No doubt it could be.
Yeah. All and right. Shandana in the last.
All right. Good on you. Have a top day, mate. We'll talk to you later on.
We should be ready for the pips now.
Yep. Spot on. And you. I've probably given you the pip too. Talk to you soon. See you, Darren Flintel. He'll join us later on from Rose Hill.